Let's go.
We know your life is busy.
You may have missed some things along the way.
But don't worry. Hit 105.9 have got you covered. This is the Chris and Steph Catch Up.
Now, in the last few weeks, I've spoken about the world's oldest spider.
It's been, I must say, our show's a very animal
orientated
show.
We've also spoken about the world's oldest woman.
Yes. Well, she's, okay, that was insulting to her, so no, I'm sorry.
She's not, anyway. I'm talking about old things.
She's not here anymore, so we don't have to worry about it.
She's not going to be insulted. anyway, I bring to you this morning the world's oldest tortoise.
Oh, the world's oldest tortoise.
Have a guess how old he is. Just give me like a stab in the dark figure.
That now, tortoise or tortoise, renowned for having quite a long lifespan. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not like 130 or something like that.
186
years
old.
There we go, 186 years old.
Is the world's oldest tortoise. His name is Jonathan. And despite his age, he still enjoys regular snuggles with other tortoise.
Really?
He certainly does. Apparently, he's got quite the reputation for his libido.
Where is he exactly?
I believe he's in the wild. He's not caged up.
Oh, okay.
Yet. Like, he's in Atlantic?
In the Atlantic Ocean? Is that what you're talking about?
He's on an island of St. Helena in the Atlantic.
Right, okay, cool.
Okay, so he's on this little island and he lives his life and he's getting his regular friends. However, he had to be separated from his long-term friend, Frederica. They had been cuddling for 26 years. However, it was...
Wait. One slog, or are we talking multiple times over 26 years?
Well, because
the way that you said it, I'm like, whoa, man.
No, they didn't...
Not even sting. I mean...
they were regular friends for a good 26 years. However, had to be separated after it was found out that Frederica was actually more Frederick. Due to the fact that they wanted to continue... longevity in tortoise population
They're doing a breeding
program. Don't get me wrong, I support his decision
totally.
100%.
Absolutely.
You know, either way, I was like, you go 26 years.
Yeah.
Look at you, you 186-year-old thing.
Well done.
But apparently, and they were worried that he'd never find love again after that. That was their greatest concern.
I'm sorry. All that comes down to scientists that don't have the head screwed on properly because it's been 26 years and you didn't notice and you didn't pick up that his mate... Wasn't a lady mate?
A lady tortoise?
You would think that in 26 years you would twig something's up.
I think it's just that they observe him from, like, he's not in a caged environment. Neither is Frederica or Frederick, as the case may be now. Like, they are just being observed in the wild, so they try not to interfere too much.
Another year without eggs. Well, that's 25. If we go one more, I'm really going to have to look at what's going on.
But, despite the fact that Frederica has, you know, been moved or he's been moved, he hasn't had any dramas finding love again and again. I feel like he just went out and bought a sports car or a fancy motorbike and has a new lease on life at 186.
Absolutely. I hear he did suffer from male issues of arriving a bit too early. So he was only lasting 3 years at a time.
But then he got this great nasal spray and he's been on it ever since.
On Hit 105.9.
Oh, morning, frosty orange, a fine layer of frost across the city this morning. 2 minutes after 7, Chris and Steph with you. Very soon, we'll talk about this weekend's Million Paws Walk.
But next, Chris, I think it's your turn to have a sing.
It is the Brekkie Belt out next, all thanks to 1870s on the way, which has produced stellar hits like last week's...
Well, like this, yeah, oops, I got 99 problems singing ba-ba-ba.
Hold up.
If you want to go and take a ride with me, better hit me, baby, one more time.
It's a segment where we get to sing a song and you get to guess what it is and we'll send you to 1870.
And I don't have to sing this week.
You don't. Not at all. I've selected a song and I'm very eager to sing it next to get your reaction. To get not just everyone's reaction, but Steph, your reaction too.
Oh, I can't wait to hear you.
So we'll see what it is next. I'll get ready. I'll do the vocal warm-ups and do a bit of light stretching.
The Breakfast Belt House.
1870 Restaurants Orange on here.
We are 1870, where we could send you today with a $50 voucher. That's the idea. Guess the song that we're singing and win.
Yeah,
basically.
I sang last week, which means it's your turn to sing this week. Now, you're going to pump the tunes down the headphones. You are the only one who can hear the actual tune. You're just going to sing along. I don't know what song you're singing. The people playing along at home don't know what song you're singing, but if they do, 13, 12, 16, you call up your name, the song title, and the artist singing it, and we hook you up with that voucher.
The $50 voucher to 1870, and of course, 1870 with their $20 lunch special available today. Someone's already calling, haven't even sung the song. I will say this, I'm not going outside of the boundaries. I'm sticking to what I know.
Diva.
Diva. Would you say Diva?
I'd say you do Diva very well. And
thank
I think
you sing
some big songs as well.
You're funny.
I only want red Starburst.
You know it. Well, I've got today's song ready. I'm going to drop that music bed out. Goodbye. All right, we ready to hear it?
I'm ready to hear it.
Just need to take a deep breath because I don't know if I have enough breath to do this because it's quite a wordy. It's quite a wordy song. So let's give it a go.
Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you hold me until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive.
Oh, okay, all right.
Not even a diva.
I wouldn't say diva. I just sort of stuck to
Steph's favourite artist.
Steph's favourite artist, that Mariah Carey. 13, 12, 16, if you know what the song is, tell us who the artist actually is and the title, and you could win your way to 1870.
13, 12, 16, call now and look at you. You are. You're all calling.
Yeah, everyone's calling. We'll take one of your calls next and see if we can't give this away.
The Breakfast Bell Tower for 1870 Restaurants Orange on here.
And 1870 with their $20 lunch special available today. We want to send you there with a $50 voucher if you can correctly guess the song that we're belting out today.
And what a stellar song. You know, Angry Chick music is my jam.
It's your thing.
It's my lady jam.
Absolutely. 13, 12, 16 to play. Do we play the song? Do you want
me to? Give it another crack. I love it.
Hang on. Let me just put that fader up and let's hear it one more time.
Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you hold me until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive.
There we go. That is said song this morning. Let's see if we can find someone to play on 13, 12, 16. I think it's Kate. Kate's joining us. How's your day going, Kate?
Pretty good. I just finished a night shift, so awesome.
Oh, great. You're on your way home
for ready
a rest.
For bed.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'm very envious of you, but let's play this game anyway. You've just heard the song. What do you think it could be? What is it?
Is it Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill?
Oh, see, okay. No. So we need the name of the artist and the title of the song. Jagged Little Pill was the title of the album.
You don't want to have another go?
We'll let you have another go to see if you can just nail that name. So, yes, tick Alanis Morissette.
Yep. Okay.
Do you know any of her songs just off the top of your head?
Oh, I used to know all of them just by their name.
Do you want to hear me?
Can you play it again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Try to sing along and see if I can do it.
Sure, here it is.
Because the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you hold me until you died?
Till you died, but you're still alive. Was your heart broken during like the 90s? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, such a good song.
What do you reckon? Do you have any idea?
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. I could keep singing.
You can keep trying.
Not help.
All right.
No worries.
Well, nice attempt. Thank you anyway. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
And now I'll leave it open to thoughts, everyone. What do we reckon? Do we leave this open to see if anyone else can get it and walk away with this $50 voucher?
It's a good voucher. 13, 12, 16. Mm. How could you not know the name of the song?
Do we need to hear it again? Do we need to play it just a little bit going into the break?
Yeah, let's
hear a little bit.
Because the love that you gave
if you know what this song is.
able to make it.
Name of the artist, title of the song, 13, 12, 16.
No.
And we could send you to 1870.
And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you hold me?
With
until
$50
you died,
to spend.
You died, but you're still alive.
Down here. Sorry, I just thought we were doing a two-part.
The Breakfast Bell Town for 1870 Restaurants Orange on here.
Yes, and of course, moments ago on 13, 12, 16, we've been asking if anyone can identify today's song, which I sang just moments ago. Here it is one last time. I really don't want to play this too many more times.
Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you hold me until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive.
You know, I was really proud of it at first. Now I'm over it. I've heard it enough times. I'm like, yeah, done with that one.
I just feel like you did it very well.
You have no idea how long I was practicing on that.
I'm surprised you even had to practice. I'm surprised you don't just like sing that in the car with the windows up when you're having a bad day and you're like, yeah.
You know it. 13, 12, 16. Kel's joining us. Kel, do you know what the song is?
You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
Oh, you ought. Let's see if it is.
And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you hold me until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive.
Oh, Kel, absolutely. You Ought to Know, Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
We will award you with $50. At 1870, so you can go and have a feed, take someone with you, okay?
Thank you.
There you go, that's how it's done. And 1870, they have their $20 lunch special available today. And live music Friday night, as a matter of fact, about $50 to take you far at 1870. This weekend, Million Paws Walk is on. Will you be taking Graham and Theodore, Steph?
Possibly. I don't know if I'll take Theodore. I'll probably take a little Graham along.
One's more behaved than the other one?
I mean, Theodore's still a puppy and I don't want, like, and he's a very large dog and he hasn't been around bulk dogs before. Like, he's been to the dog park and met a couple of dogs, but
this might overwhelm him.
Yeah, which is something to be really cautious of when these things are coming up.
Yeah, like that time that I tried to walk Graham and he dragged me through the park.
Theodore. Because
Graham's the tiny one, sorry. Theodore, which is the monstrous tall dog. And I'm like, well, there goes my shoulder.
He's doubled in size since that time.
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay. Million Paws Walk this weekend. Joining us from the RSPCA, the event organiser, Phoebe. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, that's okay, Phoebe. Now we want to have a talk about how we can get our puppers out on Sunday for the Million Paws Walk.
Yeah, lovely. I'm so excited. We had so many people come and support us at the Orange Million Paws Walk last year, and we're hoping that even more people come to support us this year.
So what are we expecting? Do we have to register? What do we do to take part in it?
Yeah, so register online at millionpawswalk.com.au, and you'll be there when you'll see barbecues, market stalls, we'll have a sausage sizzle, you'll see plenty of dogs. Last year we had a few hundred people come too, so it's just a really fun family day out for you and your dog.
Is there anything to be mindful of if we're bringing our puppy down?
Definitely. Make sure that your dog is old enough to be out and about and is fully vaccinated. And also make sure that they're good around other dogs.
Is this raising awareness, funds, or is this just a social gathering, a chance for you to get out with your furry friend and socialise with other dogs?
You know, it really is about raising money. So what we would love to do is be able to put the money that you raise in Orange back into the local community. So look after the animals that we get in at the shelter and make sure that they can find their own forever home. But it is also an opportunity to be able to walk to fight animal cruelty with you and your pooch and other like-minded people in the community.
Quick personal question.
I was going to ask the same thing. Oh, my goodness. You and I were onto it, Chris.
What kind of dog do you have? Do you have a dog? Please say yes.
Yes, I do.
What do you have?
My dog is Lola, but I like to call her Princess Lola because she is the most pampered pooch. And she is a little black toy poodle. She was a gift to my mum, and then I stole her.
Brilliant.
Love it.
Bet mum saw that gift for 2 seconds.
Literally.
Back in the car. Wonderful. So, quickly, what's the website before we wrap this up? We'll direct people to the website.
Perfect. It's millionpawswalk.com.au.
Beautiful. Well, we'll see you and Princess Lola down there on Sunday.
Amazing. Thanks so much for your support, guys.
Now that you've caught up with the catch-up, don't miss the real thing. Get up with Chris and Steph. Weekdays from 5 on Hit 105.9.